All right. Let me just say, the Lord started talking to my heart, and I'm, like I said, I'm gonna read some from this. Sometimes we get in a rut, and thank God, since we've been praying, it really have stirred me to in the areas that I never been stirred like this. It really have enlightened me, and I'm sure it have you too. And and this is kind of personal to me, and the Lord will talk to you about things to get you to see where you are, right? Now I had a loved one, my parents deceased. They're with the Lord. I believe that with all my heart. But if we need to cut this off the tape, we will. But I don't care. I just need to talk about this for a minute. My sisters left, and because they didn't have much of a spiritual depth about them, they left. They went to move. All of them moved to New York. Two of them is in Charlotte, North Carolina now. And my baby sister passed, and my concern was we were getting ready to go see her. And see, we didn't know it, and unfortunately, we didn't have a real good communication, but we found out she was sick. She was real sick, and we were getting ready to go see her. And before we could get there, she passed. And my concern was, because she changed over and became something else, and my concern, the reason why I'm telling you this, and to show you what the Lord said to me. He said, what were you, your concern? My concern, God, is my sister saved? Is she really saved? That's my what? Flesh and blood, right? Don't y'all hear me now? And he said, you see how you felt about your sister? Y'all in the house? He said, you see how you felt about your sister? He said, that's the way I feel about all lost people. He said, my heart burns. See, I wasn't sure, but God knows. Do your heart burn for lost? Are you just coming to church? Do you really pray? Are you really available to the Lord? Are you just coming to church to find something to talk about? Get in an argument with somebody? There's untold thousands and millions of people on the way to hell tonight. That's why then you think, what else can I do? And I realize I got some stuff to get out of the way so I can do more. But his heart is for the lost. That was his first, foremost reason coming. I came to seek. Isn't that what he said? Didn't he say it? I came to do what? Seek and to save that which was lost. We have the tendency, if we don't watch ourselves, we'll kind of focus on certain people, won't we? But you know, God love, I don't care how low a person is. I don't care what they've done. I don't care what kind of situation they were born into. He wants that person. Did y'all hear what I said? But if we don't watch it, we had a tendency to do what? Pass them by? Ignore them? Remember the parable he gave of the priest? What was the priest? And the Levite? And the what we call this lay member. that man that had got wounded, thieves jumped on and beat him up and stole his money and left him for dead. The preacher came along, the priest. He looked at him and kept on going. You know, watch it. We get so caught up. And I think about this a lot, y'all. We get so caught up in being called Reverend, Rev, Bishop. I was in a situation in the, we don't want to touch nothing, don't want to do nothing. I am not a God. I'm a son of God. Did y'all hear what I said? I am not a God. I'm a son of God. I'm a member of the body of Christ who have been placed by the Lord Jesus Christ in a position of leadership for me to direct, teach, instruct, train, and develop peoples to recognize Jesus at the head and recognize his authority that was set were granted unto us. So the Levite came by and he went over and looked at him and then went on his way. But here comes the servant, the man. He went and picked him up. And you know, sometimes we can get so busy doing stuff, can't we? I want you to think like the Lord had me to think. I pray different. I pray for you different, more. That your eye will be open to what God has for you. I'm going to read a little. Then I'm going to talk to you about the new birth. That every one of us, I mean, that includes myself, every one of us should know how to lead somebody to Jesus. Every one of us need to be ready, know how to lay hands on the sick. You know, sometimes we see different ministry and different ministers minister to people in a setting like this. You know, we've seen that happen. But you know, the anointing is real everywhere. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The mistake we make, and that's what we want to clarify. The mistake we make is that we think the anointing is not real because I don't feel anything. But the anointing is real all the time. The more you yield, the more you results you get. The bolder you're about it, the greater results you'll get. And the new birth in this hour, there are so many people, even sad to say, even in churches, they are lost because they are looking to something there to save them. Somebody told them something. But you should go to the Bible for yourself and prove and see it for your own eyes and know in your own heart that you are born again. Because see, this is what the scripture said. See, when I believe, I know I believe. I don't think I believe. I don't hope I believe. I know I believe. Whether I have any feeling, any kind of emotion, I know I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe what the Bible said, that he died, he suffered like he suffered, right? And the Bible said, if you believe that with your heart and say it with your mouth, you're saved. But the next thing, what messed up people, what hurt some people, they didn't get any teaching.